Please stay tuned for important disclosure information at the conclusion of this episode.
This is Destination Retirement with Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Robert provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Destination Retirement with Robert Kuhn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to thank everybody for joining us this great Saturday. My name is Robert Kuhn, president and founder of Kuhn Capital Partners, also the host of this radio show, Destination Retirement. I want to thank everybody for joining us, whether you're catching this live or on the podcast. I want to just thank everybody for all those people who reach out. I think it's so important that it takes a lot of courage at some point to reach out to somebody that you don't know and you hear on the radio to ask questions. But I want to thank everybody for who does that, because I think it's important, especially in this market. So we are independent. We are a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fiduciary, and that is those are very, very important. Our focus as a firm, if you've listened to the show in the past, you know, is to make sure that we have strategies in place that can make money when the markets are down. We're going to talk a lot about that today. And then also tax strategies. Obviously, every investment decision is a tax decision. It's the most overlooked area of investment planning, especially if you're working with a big bank or a big brokerage firm. You think you have the most cutting edge strategies, you think you have the most cutting edge risk management strategies, the most cutting edge tax strategies, and I am here to tell you after 27 years that is simply not the case, absolutely positively not the case in when it comes to tax planning. So we're going to talk a lot about that again today, and let's see here. 401k management, we're going to talk about why mega cap tech stocks dominance is possibly a risk. It's something that everybody needs to be concerned about. And we'll just go down any other rabbit holes that I can think about. But again, everything we do on the radio show is about education. So if you have any questions on your 401k, if you want professional management inside of your 401k, we certainly can show you what that is and what that's not. If you're over 59 and a half, there's a good chance that you can do an in-service withdrawal, take that money inside your 401k while you're still working and move it to an IRA. You still contribute as normal. You just open up your risk management strategies. And at the end of the day, that is so, so critical. So with that being said, if you have any questions that you'd like to talk about, if you have any financial planning questions, investment management questions, risk management questions, hedging strategies, tax reduction strategies, anything that is investment related, please feel free to reach out to Paige. Paige will set a time up for us to have our initial consultation, and then we will go from there. You can reach Paige at 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. We're having the dinners that we've been doing around the Chicago market have been fantastic. If you're listening to this show outside of the Chicago market, rest assured that we can work with you. We do run this radio program in multiple markets. So if you are hearing my voice, then we can certainly have a conversation. Here in the Chicago market, we are headquartered in Naperville, just at 59 and 88. So very convenient for everybody in the Chicagoland area to get to. We did that purposefully because of the radio, because of just our client base. It's a national client base, but certainly here in the Chicago market, you can't be defined who you work with based upon geography. You just can't do it. I see way too many people doing that. With the evolution of just all of the technical advancements of how to communicate, you just can't be pigeonholed into working with somebody because they're right down the road. It doesn't mean that they have the most cutting edge, proactive risk management strategies in place. And so those are things that we want to make sure that, you know, we're getting the message out. And so we have for 2024, we are doing dinners monthly, multiple times a month throughout the Chicago market. Again, at the heart of everything we do is education. The financial advice business, as you've heard me say over and over again, is broken. And there, it's no more evident than now. Right now, money is flooding into the market, and very few investors in that $100,000 to $10 million space have any real downside protection inside of their portfolio. And it's the biggest misnomer of investment management. And it's very unfortunate that advisors are not crafting portfolios that can do well. Some of their money can do well and even make money in down markets, and it can be done. Unfortunately, I hear a lot of individuals talk about, well, that sounds too good to be true. And I understand it. But I mean, it's just simply not the case. I mean, when you look at risk management, when you look at hedging, a bank, an insurance company, you know, an institution, they can leverage their $2 to $5 to $7 trillion balance sheet in ways that, you know, somebody with $15 to $20 to $100 million couldn't do it. And so it's not just for the ultra wealthy anymore. A lot of our strategies, while they're very complex, they are very intricate. They're very, they just have phenomenal attributes. You used to need a minimum of, you know, in a lot of them, seven figures just to get access to them. And throughout the years, they've dropped down to the minimum of $1,000. So this is for the masses now. So, you know, the job of an advisor is to really be your sounding board. And that's what we are. So 630-492-1912. And let's have a conversation. So let's talk about mega cap stocks. Let's talk about the dominance and the risk that is individual investors may experience. And we've often talked about it. You hear a lot of my quotes on, you know, what is going on in the market and why it's driven by, you know, the Magnificent Seven and what that means. And the reality is, you know, gains are gains. And again, the markets can go up, they can go down, and they can go sideways. And any advisor is going to be able to make you money in an up market. Very, very few are going to be able to make you money in a down market. And then in a sideways market, it's anybody's guess. Our thought process on portfolio construction is really making sure that we can make money in an up market. We have strategies that can make money in a down market that are predefined, that we know exactly what our parameters are on how we make money when the markets are down. And then in a sideways market, you know, trading is not a bad thing. I mean, it's a four-letter word for Wall Street and many advisors, but they do it with their own money and they do it with the firm's money all day long, every day of the week. So, you know, trading and playing offense and defense isn't trying to guess the market. It's not trying to look into your little crystal ball and try to tell you where the markets are going tomorrow. That's not the case. You know, let's let computers, identify trends, and let's try to take advantage of those trends for some of your money. I mean, our Growth Plus model is up, you know, almost 650% since 2015. Now, past performance isn't indicative of future results. That's, you know, very, very important. But that's what the model has done. And that, you know, the S&P has is up 270% since then. And it's a, you know, mathematical model that we can bring to you, a money manager that you can't get without giving them a significant amount of money in this strategy. And that, you know, really it takes a lot of the individual investors out of being able to use them. But through our affiliation, it's a fantastic opportunity for 5 to 10 to 15% of your money. Again, when you look at portfolio construction, and let's make it really simple. Markets can go up, they can go down, and they can go sideways. Well, we want to have protection. We want to have growth. We want to have growth plus, and then we want to have alternative tax strategies. That is, at its simplest form, what a good portfolio is. That is a portfolio that can make money in up markets, down markets, and sideways markets. And I challenge you that if you cannot point to something inside of your portfolio right now that, you know, if the markets drop 20%, that your return would be positive 20%, let's have a conversation. JP Morgan, all of the big banks, they have banknotes, structured notes, call them what you want, that have those characteristics. And for some money, it's incredibly important, especially in this market. So, you know, why mega cap stock risk is the dominance is a risk. I mean, investing in the S&P today may mean overexposure to a handful of mega cap stocks. And as we mentioned, you know, the Magnificent Seven, and you can Google what the Magnificent Seven is. And we love gains, and we love, it doesn't matter, you know, how we get the gains. And the problem is most people are over diversified. Statistically, it's shown that anything over 12 names, diversification, depending upon which study you read, of course, but diversification starts to hurt you. And you know, 12 names is, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I think we should have a little bit more than that. But I mean, owning 1,000 names, I mean, if you have, you know, mutual funds and index funds and you have over $100,000 of investable assets, the over diversification is hurting you. So, yes, after impressive years of gains, the Mag 7, as they're called today, they represent 30% of the S&P 500 index's market capitalization. So think about that. Of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500, seven stocks represent 30% of the market cap. And obviously those stocks historically, you know, they have heavy weights in the benchmark, but there is a high correlation to one another and there is risk for investors. So should these stocks revert back to their December 2022 valuations, I mean, their market caps could drop by a third. I mean, that's not me saying that that's going to happen. It's just here are the facts and here is the risk. And everybody likes to stay at the party until it gets too late. And that's an issue. And that's the job of an advisor, is to make sure that you are, you know, you just look at the risk reward profile of an investment. They're not, it's not the same risk reward profile as it was in 2022, but yet new money that is allocated in advisors' books of business is still going to these stocks. And that's just a problem. So yeah, if those Magnificent Seven revert back to their 2022 valuations in December, I mean, their market caps could drop by a third, and that could pull the S&P 500 down, just those seven stocks, by 9%. So it's an issue. And I think you have to look at, when you look at reducing risk, I think investors should consider adding exposure to other strategies. Again, that's the big deal here, is we're not saying don't own some of these stocks. We're not saying don't have exposure to some of these stocks. We're not saying don't try to, you know, really, really grow your money, because you can do all of those things. And I think, you know, that's something that an advisor should do, because most advisors are not talking about performance. Because, you know, you look at years like 2022 and people lost a lot of money. They lost a lot of money in their safe money, their bond money. And a lot of the bond money hasn't come back. I mean, we're in the worst, you know, 4-year period potentially in the history of bond markets. But yet investors are still setting their safe money and bond strategies because the advisors are giving them poor decision or poor education. So I think when, you know, investing in a stock index like the S&P 500 should, in theory, of course, offer broad and diversified exposure to the market, which should, in theory, again, help investors reduce risk. But unfortunately, many investors are unaware of an issue that has been made with these kind of passive investments. And so they're much riskier than they have been historically. And again, that is a concern. And that's the job of an advisor, is to identify these things before they happen. The problem is most advisors are not doing it. And again, if you can't point to something in your portfolio right now that the advisor has shared with you, if you're working with somebody, or if you're managing the money on your own, if you cannot point to something that you know that if the markets are down to, you know, from zero to negative 20%, that you're going to actually have a positive return, we have to have a conversation. Because I look at it right now, and the advice that we're giving right now in with our equity exposure is, listen, we need to lighten up on a lot of the tech names. We're not saying get out of, but we need to lighten up on a lot of our equity allocations, and we need to make sure that we're putting them in shorter term strategies. Let's say a 15-month dual directional bank note. And all that is a bond offered by a bank, right? We talked about it a ton on the radio show. And it could be JP Morgan, could be Bank America, could be Morgan Stanley, UBS, you know, depending upon who prices the best, you know, that ultimately is going to be who gets the business. But there's a cap on the upside. There's a way to make money on the down. A lot of the caps today that we're seeing over a 15-month period are 20%, That is huge. So you get the first 20% of an index, and it may be the S&P. It may be the S&P and the Russell. It may be, you know, the S&P, the Russell, and the regional bank index. So it's just, you know, depending upon how it's structured, but you can get up to 20%. So you're capped out at 20%. And the beautiful thing about this over 15 months is that those indexes are down, the least performing of those indexes is down in 20% from zero to negative 20. Your return is positive, whatever it's down. So get out of the mindset that it's too good to be true, because it's not. Doesn't mean there's not things we have to talk about. Doesn't mean that it's right for you, but those strategies exist. So we're going to talk more about today's market historically being top heavy tax strategies after we get back. If you want to have a conversation, please give Paige a call, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 630-492-1912 or visit his website at kuhncp.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn. Our job is to create fearless retirements for our clients. That could be fearless retirement means something different to everybody. To somebody who has $100,000 to $1 million, it may be making sure that we maximize their income. For somebody that has $1 million to $10 million, it may be trying to maximize estate planning. It may be trying to maximize tax reduction. So creating a fearless retirement is different for everybody, but it is the KCP way, and that is what we do. So if you'd like to have a conversation with myself, anything investment related, please just reach out to Paige. Paige can set a time up for us to have our initial call. Generally, an initial call is all that's needed. Let's learn a little bit about you, what you're hoping to accomplish. Let us share with you our process, what we do, and make sure that it's a fit. If it is a fit, we'll continue, and we'll certainly make a time after that initial call to get together, whether it's virtually through Zoom, conference call, or you stop in the office. So we're at 59 and 88 in Naperville. That's our home office. But if you are listening to the radio show outside of the Chicago market, we can work with you, because we do run the show in multiple markets and we love it. So we are doing dinners throughout the Chicagoland area this year in 2024. So if you're near a Morton's restaurant, that's our partner, and that is where we are having our dinners. If you do have $1 million of investable assets, then you need to come and learn about our tax strategy. That is what these dinners are for. Again, we work with investors of all sizes. We want to help everybody, regardless of the, you know, your investable assets, whether you have $100,000, $500,000, $5 million, $10 million, $20 million, it doesn't matter. Certainly strategies will matter, but at the heart of everything we do is education. So if you want to get on the list for the dinners, if you live close to a Morton's and you want to learn how to reduce your taxable income by $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested, with distributions in the neighborhood of 13 to targeted distributions in the neighborhood of 13 to 20%, then it's going to be a good strategy. It is in the energy space. There's nothing, I promise you, here in the Midwest, you have not heard of this strategy. As many of you know, we spent the last 20 years, well, we've been back in the Chicago area for since 2020, but we have spent prior to that the last 20 years in the Dallas market. So we have a tremendous amount of clients in the southern states, and energy in the southern states is commonplace. Here in the Midwest, it's not. So if you're working with a big bank, if you're working with a big brokerage firm, if you're working with an independent advisor, I want you to ask them, if you want to reduce your taxable income and you have $1 million of investable assets or net worth or more, not including your home. Okay, those are the criteria to be an accredited investor. $1 million net worth, not including your primary residency, or $200,000 of income if you're single, or $300,000 of annual income if you're filing jointly. Ask them, how can I reduce my taxable income? How can I convert my IRA to a Roth while mitigating some or all of that additional tax? If I'm taking distributions from my IRA, how can I mitigate some or all of that additional tax? Ask them, how can I reduce my taxable income in the energy space? by, if I give you $100,000, if I put in $100,000 in this investment, I can reduce your taxable income, active, passive, capital gains, doesn't matter, by $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested, and have targeted distributions in the 13% to 18% range. If they can't answer that question, which they won't be able to, then we need to talk. And that is something that we're, you know, that's why we've committed to doing dinners all over the Chicago market, because it's just not something that's prevalent in the Midwest. And if you're a business owner, if you have sold, you know, buildings, if you sold a business, if you make a bunch of money, if you own a bunch of land, you understand how tax savings works, right? So let's have a conversation. 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Great tax reduction and very strong targeted distributions. And again, it's a 5 to 15% allocation of a portfolio. And again, you want to, like we always talk about, can you make money when the markets are down? I mean, ask your advisor that. Show me something in my portfolio that I know for a fact that if the markets are down to a certain point, that I will make money. They won't do it. And unfortunately, 99 out of 100 advisors don't take advantage of banknotes. Again, it's a $400-500 billion a year space. It's huge. But, you know, unfortunately with advisors, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's even worse when it comes to advisors. You can't teach an older advisor, you know, new strategies. And here's the sad thing. This isn't a new strategy. I mean, this is a strategy we were doing in the early 2000s. It's just now, back then, you needed such a significant amount of money to take advantage of the banknotes, because it was for the private bank clients. It was, you know, for their higher net worth clients, that most advisors just didn't. And it's not, let me take a step back. It takes some education, right? They're not going to advertise it, you know, on a 30-second commercial to make you feel all great and warm and fuzzy about losing money, which is what Wall Street wants you to do. Why? Because they get their fees. I mean, that's it. You know, it's crazy. You have to see through this stuff. So most advisors, you know, just didn't grow up, you know, in the industry learning and understanding these, you know, banknotes. And they don't have the, you know, wherewithal to access these on a custom basis. And we do. And that's just a beautiful thing. I mean, this is something that we've done. This is something that, you know, I grew up over, you know, 27 years ago, learning and using and creating these strategies and implementing them in a portfolio. And so if you don't have something in your portfolio today that you know can make money over a set period of time, when the markets are down, we just need to talk. 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Before break, in the first segment, we were talking a lot about index concentration, and we talked a lot about the Magnificent Seven and how certainly here in the United States and most global equity indices, they're market capitalization weighted, meaning the largest stocks have the most impact on performance. Most people don't understand that. So there stands, you know, well, that, you know, is, you know, if you look at an equal weighted index is simple. It's just equally allocated amounts of capital to every single stock. And so the larger stocks are not disproportionately, those gains aren't affecting the index. But, you know, here in the United States, in most global equity indices, they're market cap weighted index. And so to put the enormity of the 10 largest U.S. stocks in perspective, 10 largest U.S. stocks in perspective, their market capitalization is equal to all listed companies in the U.K., France, Germany, and Japan combined. So it stands to reason that if we go back to 2000 and you own the Mag 7, you probably thought your advisor was terrible. Just look at the performance. It was awful. So we basically just have round trip. So, you know, I'm worried about concentration. That is concerning me. And why is index concentration so risky for investors? Well, simply put, the more an index is concentrated in a relatively small number of stocks, right, the less effective it is as a tool for diversification. As a result, investors in such indices may see bigger than expected swings in their portfolio, up and down. And in particular, investors who have exposure to the Mag 7 via passive index strategies, man, they may really be at risk for, you know, a handful of reasons. Obviously, correlation. You know, there's very close correlation. All seven companies belong to the same technology sector with overlapping business lines. In addition, you know, their returns over the past year have been heavily driven by investors' enthusiasm for AI. And here's the deal. It can continue. That's we're not telling you that it's going to stop. I mean, you know, the old adage is Wall Street can stay irrational longer than you can stay liquid, right? I mean, it's just the market's going to do what the markets are going to do. And so, but there is a lot of concentration risk. And as a result, if investors sour on AI, or if one stock goes down, the whole group may go down. And then obviously that can drag down the value of the broader, you know, market cap weighted index in a very, very significant way. And then obviously there's a lot of interest rate sensitivity. And when rates rise, generally speaking, these growth oriented stocks are particularly apt to fall in value, and really vice versa. As rates go down, they tend to do very well. So we started the year thinking we were going to get 6 interest rate hikes. Well, if you own fixed income, look at how your fixed income portfolio is doing for you. And the question you have to ask is, why didn't my advisor show me this? Why didn't my advisor tell me what could happen with my safe money? Why didn't my advisor in 2022, when the markets were down 22% and my fixed income was down 10 to 15 to 20 to 30%, depending upon where you were in the fixed income space, why didn't they get me out of that? Why didn't they add a strategy like a banknote or other principal protection strategies that can mimic the you know, risk components of a fixed income strategy, but without the interest rate sensitivity? And you know, I don't know, unfortunately, and that's a challenge. And again, that's why we're on the radio. And that's why my job is to educate you that we need to wake up as individuals, and we can't just blindly trust advisors. Because if an advisor is managing a couple $100 million, they're making, you know, if you're independent, you're making 7 figures easily. And if you're at a big bank or, you know, a big brokerage firm, you know, you're probably in the $600,000 to $900,000 a year range. And so life is good, right? I mean, you're just making a bunch of money. So what happens when advisors are making a bunch of money is, well let's not upset the apple cart. Let's not go and change things. And so many clients are getting really taken advantage of, and it's no more evident than what happened in 2022. So, you know, fixed income and equity money was down, and so our job is to bring a higher level, you know, institutional type strategy, institutional based risk management strategy, because I think our job is to try to make money, at least construct a portfolio that can do well whether the markets are up, down, or sideways. That's it. And there's such a disconnect between how advisors manage their personal money, their personal assets, their family, their immediate family assets, and the advice that they give. I would venture to guess that 99 out of 100 advisors are not managing their money in a buy and hold strategy like they're telling all their clients to. And I get it, because it's hard to implement if you have a tremendous amount of clients, but it's not impossible. It just takes a lot of work. And those are the things that we're bringing to the marketplace, especially now. Again, a lot of this, you know, the smart investors are listening now because of the market. The risk is to the downside. The smart investors are now reaching out saying, okay, how do we lock in some of these gains? And how do we make sure that if we see a volatile market over the next 12 to 24 months, 36 months, that we don't, you know, give back these gains? That's what the smart advisors are doing for their clients. And that's what the smart clients are doing. They're recognizing that. Let's put it into something that we're not going to give up the upside, or at least all of the upside, and let's make sure that we can still make money in a down market. Those are the, you know, clients that we're having the investors we're having conversations with. I don't want to, you know, put words in Warren Buffett's mouth, but you can read his, you know, annual letter that just came out. And there's a lot of people with, you know, that are very credentialed, that a lot of people listen to, that when they speak, people pay attention, that think that we're going to see underperformance for the next 3 to 5 to 7 years. And that may very well be. But one thing that I know that I can't control is what's going to happen in the market tomorrow. But what I can control is adding strategies in a portfolio that can do well when the markets don't do well, because those strategies can offset a lot of the drawdown that you may experience if and when the markets start to go down. But maybe they won't ever go down again. Maybe it's 20% a year. Maybe we're back to the early 2000s, and that would be fantastic. I love to see, you know, growth, wealth grow. But again, it's hard to, you know, live and die by that strategy. So you're listening to Destination Retirement. If we can help you in any way when it comes to investments, when it comes to financial planning, tax management, risk mitigation, let's have a conversation. 630-492-1912. More after the break.
Puzzled by your retirement options? It can be hard to put together a retirement strategy without being able to see the whole picture. Kuhn Capital Partners takes pride in providing comprehensive retirement strategy services to our clients. Our comprehensive services integrate all aspects of our clients' financial picture in a coordinated effort to provide for financial clarity and multi-generational wealth. Visit kuhncp.com or give us a call at 630-492-1912 to schedule a consultation today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn, president, founder of Kuhn Capital Partners. We're independent. We're a registered investment advisory firm. Yes, we are fiduciary. Everything we do is to make sure we are constructing portfolios that have characteristics that can, and investments that can perform whether the markets are up, down, or sideways. Yes, those strategies do exist. You just have to remove that it's too good to be true philosophy from your line of thinking. Now is the time, given where the markets are, that we need to look at possibly locking in some of these gains. Now, we're not saying lock in and go to cash. We're saying lock in these gains and still have the opportunity for significant gains, but we just have a floor. We have a downside where we can actually protect and make money on the downside because markets are sky high on valuations, especially the Mag 7. They are extremely pricey, and investors are believing these companies can remain profitable under many different economic circumstances. They're very, very rich. If you look at forward price to earnings ratios of about 28, that's compared with a cap weighted S&P multiple of around 20. Again, they can become more expensive, so don't think they're going to go down just because of that. But there's a lot of potential risks out there, and the good advisors and the smart, astute investors are saying, okay, we've made a tremendous amount of money. How can we lock these gains in, put them into something that's relatively short term, 15 to 24 months, still have a very good potential upside of, you know, 18 to 20%, but also have the ability to make money if the markets are going down. That is what we're doing. People need to listen, please. That's the job of an advisor. So if you want to have that conversation, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Give Paige a call. She'll set a time up for us to have a conversation. We are in Naperville. We're 59 and 88, so very centrally located in the Chicagoland area. If you're listening to the show outside of Chicago, we do run the show in multiple markets. Rest assured that we can work with you. So again, just give Paige a call, 630-492-1912. So what may come next? I think that's something everybody's thinking about. We spent a lot of time so far on this show talking about valuations of the Magnificent Seven. They're driving the stocks higher, 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 higher. I know advisors, I know clients that were saying, well, NVIDIA couldn't go up, you know, more than 500, couldn't go up more than 600, couldn't go up more than 700, couldn't go up more than 800. I mean, that line of thinking is irrational. The markets are going to do whatever the markets want to do. Your gut feel, my gut feel, it's irrelevant. It means nothing. And I say that as humbly and as respectfully as I can. But it means nothing. And so, you know, when you look at stock and bond portfolios like the 60-40, which is so popular, why is it so popular? It's because it's easy to implement for an advisor. It's easy to sell on a commercial, a balanced strategy, right? You know, well, let's look at the balanced strategy. Look at what makes it balanced is you have money in fixed income. How has your fixed income money done the last, you know, 4 years? I mean, look, do you know? You probably lost money in your safe money, and that's a problem. And we're here to fix that. We're here to educate that a 60-40 portfolio is a lazy way to manage money. If you want to do that, don't work with an advisor. Do not pay the advisor's fee. Go and do it on your own. Go meet with Schwab. Go meet with Fidelity. Go meet with Vanguard. They have so much technology that you can punch in on the computer, and they'll give you a very well-diversified portfolio that's 60-40 or 50-50. It will quote-unquote balance. You don't need to pay an advisor 1%, 2% to do that. Save those fees. Now, I don't think that's the way to manage money. And we don't have to go to the Stone Ages to look about why I think that's not the way to manage money. Go back to 2022. Equities were down 20-some%. Fixed income, you could have been down 10 to 30%, depending upon where you were in the market. So I don't think that's the way that you manage money. But if that's what you want to do, because it's your money, and who is going to tell you? Nobody's going to tell you what to do with your money. It's your money. You can decide what you think is best. Now, again, we disagree with it. We don't think that's how you grow wealth. We don't think that's how you preserve wealth. But again, it's your money. But just don't work with an advisor. You know, if you believe in the big banks, you know, if you believe, the best credit rated banks, you know, in the world are going to be around in 15 to 24 months, then these are going to be good investments. But we need to have a conversation. 630-492-1912. So what may come next? You know, nobody knows. And we all talk about, you know, we don't know what our crystal ball is, you know, is going to deliver. But, you know, given the risks, you know, I believe the market cap weighted S&P 500 has the potential to disappoint investors moving forward. I mean, that is just the reality of the situation if you have a buy and hold strategy. Our analysis shows that index concentration is rarely sustainable, and it tends to rise and fall in multi-year cycles. An index can become increasingly top-heavy due to the extended rallies like we're currently feeling, and benefit select investors, select themes, select sectors until a big macroeconomic event or a recession changes the direction of that situation. And so I mentioned earlier, I didn't finish the thought, which happens unfortunately a lot on the radio show. But when we were starting, you know, the market, or, you know, beginning of the year, we thought the market was pricing in six interest rate cuts. You know, it's March and we've not had any. And now they're pushing out the first cut to possibly June. What happens if we don't get those interest rate cuts? The market has priced in significant interest rate cuts. And if that doesn't happen, maybe, just maybe, we start to see a sell-off. So we would welcome that, because we have portfolios that are constructed that would be okay. You know, again, we can point to, and I know I say it over and over again, but if you can't point to something in your portfolio that you know has the ability to make money when the markets are negative, we just need to have a conversation, because that is portfolio diversification. So stocks tend to have far less favorable outcomes in periods of high relative index concentration. That is just the facts. Again, it may be different this time, right? Who knows? It may be different this time, but those are the four most expensive words in investing, at least throughout my history. You know, that's been, the four most expensive words is it's different this time. So we have to be very, very careful. And if there wasn't options, that's what kind of frustrates me. If there wasn't options, then yeah, you would just sit and take it. I mean, there's just not a whole lot you can do, right? But there are. And it just, you have to work with an advisory firm that sees you literally as a family member, a friend, not just, you know, an account number. Because the way advisors manage money for their families, their immediate families, their extended families, and their own personal assets, I'm here to tell you, in most instances, it's far different than the advice that they're giving. And it's unfortunate. We think that advisors need to invest alongside their clients. We think a best practice is to invest in strategies that your clients have. Now, again, the percentages may be different. I mean, that's okay. I mean, you know, we have four distinctly different strategies. Again, the markets can go up, they can go down, and they go sideways. Let's make money in an up market. Let's have some money that outperforms greatly potentially in an up market. In a down market, let's have strategies that can utilize cash. Let's have strategies that can make money in a down market. Then in a sideways market, you know, again, 95%-ish is what they say. Again, I didn't write the statistic, but 90 to 95% of the stock trading on the markets are computer driven. So the computers are just going to do what the computers want to do. And so the trend following strategies, so our growth plus bucket, like I mentioned earlier, our growth plus strategy, since inception, right? Now, if you didn't get in inception, your returns are going to be different, of course, because it all just depends when you got in. And I want to, you know, again, tell you past performance isn't indicative of future results. But when people say you can't outperform the market, that's just factually inaccurate. Yet maybe you can't outperform the market trying to trade every second or trying to guess, but you can outperform the market if you have a mathematical quantitative strategy that works, right? So our growth plus allocation Which is cost prohibitive for you to get to direct, but through us you can, which is why we obviously talk about it and we include it. Again, I'm your sounding board. I'm the one that can give you access to certain strategies that you can't get, you know, to directly. But that strategy is, since 2015, is up almost 700%, where the S&P is up around 270%. Now, again, past performance isn't indicative of future results. I'm giving you this as an example. We have to go over what it is, what it's not. Our growth plus bucket, everybody will think, oh my gosh, it must be, you know, so risky to get that kind of performance. Well, maybe, but maybe not. I mean, what's risk, right? I mean, fixed income, your boring bonds, I would argue the last 4 years have been incredibly risky. Look at the money you've lost. Think about that. Look at the money you have lost in your fixed income bucket, right? And our growth plus strategy, again, it may only be 5%. It may only be 10% of an overall portfolio. But why in the world shouldn't you have something that can really get after it, that can really, really double, triple the market, right? And if it's a small, appropriate allocation of your portfolio, you're not worrying about the volatility. You're just not. Because, again, when we construct portfolios, you want to have things that can do well when the markets are not. Well, guess what? If you have a strategy that you can make money as long as the markets aren't down 20% or more, where you actually get the inverse return from zero to negative 20, well, you're not worrying about the volatility in your growth plus bucket because you got money that's making money actually when the markets are down. And that just allows you to withstand that volatility. So when the markets are up, you look at what that outperformance has been. So that's portfolio construction, right? I mean, if an advisor can articulate in 10 minutes what they do or an hour meeting, you don't want that portfolio, I promise you. Because the strategies that we utilize, it's going to take you some time to understand it. Very basic, but yet very high. Well, I shouldn't say that, basic. They're not new. Let's just say that. That's what I meant to say. They're not new. Institutionally, they've been used forever, right? It's just new to you. It's new to the $100,000 investor to $15 million investor. It's new to you. So that's the job that we do. We take serious. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Let's go over some statistics that I found this past week, and we'll dive into those and break those down after the break.
Perhaps the most impactful piece of preparing for retirement is determining your current and future tax liability and developing strategies to minimize the amount of taxes you pay in retirement. Tax planning can have a large impact on your wealth and the kind of legacy you will be able to leave. At Kuhn Capital Partners, we provide you with a retirement strategy that can help you minimize taxes in retirement and take advantage of the 2024 tax rules. Visit KuhnCP.com or call our office at 630-492-1912 to get started today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn. Thank you for joining us today. Whether you're listening to the podcast or catching us live on the radio, driving around in Chicago this Saturday morning, hopefully everybody is having a great weekend. We are a financial planning-based firm. We lead on education. We're bringing you strategies that the mainstream advisors simply aren't allocating. Again, doesn't mean that they're new in any way, shape, or form. They're just higher level. They take a little bit of time to understand, but that's what portfolio construction is. If you want a 60-40 balanced portfolio where you just simply track the market up, track the market down, you can do that on your own. Don't pay an advisor for that. And especially, you know, tax strategies. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a minute, but it's the most overlooked area, in my opinion, of financial planning. If you're with a big bank or a big brokerage firm, you have zero cutting edge tax strategies. I know it. That's just 27 years worth of experience. Believe me, those advisors just don't have anything proactive in the tax space that they can give you. So with that being said, we'd love to have a conversation. If you feel like we can help you, or if you have any investment related questions, 630-492-1912. We are doing dinners throughout the Chicagoland market. These dinners are targeted to investors who have $1 million of investable assets or more, not including your primary residence, or $200,000 of income if you file single, or $300,000 if you file joint. Those are just the rules that we have to do for our alternative strategy. But this tax strategy is significant. It's in the energy space. You're able to partner with the largest and literally invest alongside the largest oil and gas companies in the world at the asset level in the single best oil field in the United States, the Permian Basin. The uniqueness of this investment cannot be understated. You could search all day and call thousands of advisors, and I don't know of a single one that has access to these strategies. These are very, it's a who do you know business, right? These are private equity type deals that, it's just if you know, the investor that can write a check for $100,000 to $2 to $3 million, you're just not getting in the Permian, investing alongside of, the Exxon, Chevrons, Occidentals, Devons, Diamondbacks, BPs of the world. It's just not happening. But we can get you there. And that sounds like the corniest sales pitch, but unfortunately, it's just the reality of the situation. I don't know of a single fund that can give you exposure to geographically that area and invest alongside of these companies. We'll talk about if you want to have a conversation on why and how, we'll have that conversation. The tax benefits are significant. Again, to the tune of, for every $100,000 you invest, you're able to reduce your active, passive income, taxable income, capital gains, any income above the line, any income by $70,000 to $80,000. Think about that, $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested. And the fund targets distributions annually in the neighborhood of anywhere from 13% to 20%. So if you're an experienced investor in the energy space, you're probably not excited by what I just shared with you. You know the tax benefits. You're probably not excited with 13 to 20% targeted distributions. If you're an energy investor, if you've invested in oil and gas in the past, you probably want to try to 10X your money. There's a lot of risk with that. And so 13 to 18% with the predictability of the Permian Basin with these operators, unfortunately, that those are just what the returns are. But for my clients, for me personally, for, immediate family members, I like predictability, right? I just like predictability. So I promise you that if you're doing, Roth conversions, if you want to talk about a Roth conversion, again, any advisor can do that for you. But can an advisor help you mitigate some or all of that additional tax? I don't know, but we can. If you're taking distributions and you're getting hit on those taxes, and you want a strategy that can help reduce that additional, income, I don't know if advisors, they don't have access to these strategies. So, let's talk about it. 630-492-1912. 630-492-1912. It's one of the most unique strategies that I haven't been this excited, I don't think, since I started in the business as a young pup 27 years ago. Again, I know it sounds salesy, but it's not. It just is what it is, right? Again, we're not going to sell the sizzle. We're going to tell you what it is, what it's not. You decide if it works for you. But if you want to diversify your some money away from stock and bond market, the fixed income market, and have a strategy that can significantly reduce taxes and can give you targeted distributions in the 13 to 20% range that are not dependent on the stock and bond market, then and invest alongside, literally alongside at the asset level, the the best oil and gas companies in the world. Let's have a conversation. If you own energy stocks, you're paying for so much stuff. Well, what if you can invest in what's actually making their revenues go up alongside of them without having to pay all the G&A? Well, those are the things that we can have a conversation with. So 630-492-1912. Okay, so a couple statistics as we close the show that I always find interesting. I love them. And this is going to become a new segment for us because I like these statistics. And the thing with statistics is everybody's going to, we all do it. It's human nature, right? We're going to gravitate to what reinforces whatever our decision is. That's confirmation bias. And that's really, really dangerous in the in investing. Some of my greatest friends that I know and I rely on in making decisions greatly have 100% different opinion than I do. I love it. I love to hear it. I love to be challenged. I love to talk through my decision, my thought process, because it just really makes me a better advisor. It makes me a better investor. It makes me a better, sounding board for our partners that we are lucky enough to manage money with. So another statistic, if you bought 100 shares of Apple 28 months ago, 28 months ago and held it to today, right now, right, you'd have exactly the same amount of money. Think about that. X the $212 in dividends, okay? So, but if you bought 100 shares of Apple 28 months ago, you have the exact amount of money. You would have made zero. And that's the thing, you know, and that's the problem with these model portfolios that advisors are using. That's a huge, huge problem. The model portfolio may have Apple. So those investors that invested 10 years ago, phenomenal. Those investors that are giving that advisor money today are still buying Apple. Well, the risk reward there just isn't the same. So think about that. 100 shares of Apple, you bought it 28 months ago, not including the $212 in dividends, you have made exactly $0, right? So those are the things that, you know, Wall Street doesn't want you to know about. Model portfolios are phenomenal because they're easy to implement for clients. But you're buying the same stock where the risk reward for new money may not be what it was before. Again, none of this matters if the markets keep going up 15 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 to 70 to 80 to 100% a year. If that's your thought process, don't talk with us. Well, but that's not our thought process, right? We want to make sure that you know, we are trading, we are managing, we are investing. I don't call it what you want, in strategies that show very strong risk reward characteristics, valuation characteristics. Every area of life, we try to get a deal, but not when it comes to stocks. When it comes to stocks, you want to invest in what you know. Apple. Everybody, I love Apple. I mean, I love it. The company, I absolutely love. The product, I love. The stock, I don't love it so much, right? But a guy who invested 10 years ago is telling me I'm crazy. Well, you're right. Because if I got in 10 years ago too, I'd be saying the same thing. But I look at if I'm placing new money today or if I still own it today, maybe there's better investments out there. Maybe I can go find the next Apple. And it's not trying to guess. Just let the computers do the work. And that's what we're doing. Bitcoin. So we don't do a lot of cryptocurrency. You know, it is what it is. You can talk about a use case. I've traded, you know, some speculative coins myself, you know, made a bunch of money, lost a bunch of money. But if you look at the Bitcoin return since 2010, I mean, they've been crazy. I mean, 2010 to 2024, it's significant. You know, 2010, almost 10,000%. 2011, 1,400%. 2013, 5,500%. 2023, 156%. 2024, year to date, 55%. Those are the positives. 2018, down 73. 2022, down 65. I don't know. I don't know what the use case is. I don't know if it's, you know, if it's a gold alternative. I have no clue. I know it's a speculative asset because it moves, right? But I just found that statistic to be very, very interesting. Another statistic I found fascinating, just absolutely fascinating. People who bought a Tesla Model 3 in 2017, you paid about $37,000 for that Tesla, okay? If you had invested that $37,000 in the Tesla stock, it'd be worth today $524,000. Think about that. You bought a Tesla in 2017, paid $37,000 for that Tesla 3. You put that in Tesla stock, it'd be worth $524,000 today. I just thought that statistic was just fascinating. And so it's, you know, it's take it for what it is, right? But, you know, Tesla's, it's been tough here recently. But I guess the takeaway for that is invest in assets, not liabilities. I mean, that's probably the biggest takeaway from that. So buy and hold and never sell. I'm going to close with this one. Unfortunately, this is what every advisor, 10 out of 10 advisors is going to talk about. Buy and hold, never sell. It's time in the market, blah, 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 blah. Well, are you managing your money that way, Mr. Advisor? Show me. Because they're not. I promise you that. But, you know, if you look at a lot of the high-flying stocks, which rose hundreds of percents and then declined 70, 80 to 90%, I mean, they're just littered with that. PayPal, Roku, Peloton, Zoom. I mean, they're just all over the place. So buy and hold with no risk management, with an index that, you know, is at these levels, man, Takes a lot of guts, takes a lot of courage. So with that being said, anything we can do to help you when it comes to investments, we're going to do it. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Give Paige a call. Let's have a conversation. Hope to hear from you this week. And I look forward to talking with you again next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Destination Retirement. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners. Call 630-492-1912 or visit them online at kuhncp.com.
This recording is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. Kuhn Capital Partners does not provide legal, accounting, or tax advice. Any statement regarding such matters is explanatory and may not be relied upon as definitive advice. Opinions expressed are current as of the date of this recording, and such opinions are subject to change. The views and opinions of guests on this program are not necessarily those of Kuhn Capital Partners. Any reference to guarantees, principal or income, protection, buffers, or defined outcome investments are generally structured notes or fixed insurance products backed by the claims-paying ability of the offering company and are not insured by any government agency. Kuhn Capital Partners is not affiliated with any guests unless otherwise stated and does not guarantee the accuracy or the completeness of any data presented. Kuhn Capital Partners and its affiliates are not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other losses resulting from or related to the information, data analysis, or opinions in this recording. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. All investments are subject to investment risk, including but not limited to the potential loss of principal. Advisory services are offered through Kuhn Capital Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor.